for our next segment, we're going to be talking about a cool little Business Central feature, cash flow forecasting with Cortana Intelligence. So what is cash flow forecasting? I've actually got a little definition here that I found, and it says, cash flow forecasting is the process of obtaining an estimate or forecast of a company's future financial position and is a core planning component of financial management within a company. Would you agree with that, Ken?
I would. And I would also agree that not enough of our customers that we see using Business Central are taking advantage of this feature.
Yeah. Just because, I don't want to knock accounting people, but maybe they're just not as technologically advanced. Or don't like to adapt technology as much as other departments.
Perhaps. So. And I would call it, it's not a core required function.
Yeah.
That must be done, right, to close your books each month. So it's kind of like a...
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
It's an extra thing above and beyond just your typical month-end close type process.
So in Business Central, is it hard to set up the cash flow analysis?
Michael, there's 5 easy steps, bud.
Wow. Not too bad.
So, yeah. And actually, so the 5 steps. So I do want to go through this. Now, I'm going to go through the 5 steps, but... there is an assisted setup wizard that you can walk through. So if you just go into Business Central, search for assisted setup, and there's one called Setup Cash Flow Forecast.
Oh, really?
And it walks you through it. It asks you a few questions. You answer those with different GL accounts or amounts or whatever it is, your bank. And that actually completes steps 1, 2, and 3 of 5 steps.
So really, you've got 2 steps to set it up, and
you really
it's
have
not
one.
That popular.
You really just have one because the first 3 are done for you, and the 5th step is just looking at the results.
Oh, nice.
Right? So, yeah, it's really easy to set up. I would say, within an hour, easily.
Anybody can do it?
I've set this up numerous times. Michael, I don't like to ever say that anyone can do anything.
Because there's always somebody who can't do it, right?
Yeah. But I would tell you that with the assisted setup, if you stick with the default values that are in there and a few manual setups, you can have at least a pretty decent 30-day cash forecast.
Wow.
Ready for you.
It's amazing. Great feature, Business Central. So what's step one, sir?
Step one. So the first thing, and this is, it's a little bit unexpected, is you actually set up what's called a cash flow chart of accounts. And the cash flow chart of accounts is...
It's live.
Yeah, thank you. Chart of accounts is actually just nothing more than a list of all of your cash inflows and your cash outflows.
Okay.
So things like your receivables, your payables, your even open purchase orders, open sales orders, your current bank balance, and so on. So you're identifying what are all of these different inbound and outbound sources and uses of cash.
Okay.
Okay. And the assisted setup wizard will auto set up several of these for you.
Just recognize them.
Right.
Okay.
Step 2 is there is a cash flow setup table that defines your overall settings for how you want to do cash flow forecasting. And so you're able to associate specific cash flow chart of accounts with entities like receivables, payables, service orders, purchase orders, fixed assets, jobs, and tax.
Okay.
Right? You also, on the cash flow setup page, you also define the period that you want to forecast for by default. So when you look at your cash flow forecast, do you like looking at it in weeks or months? So how do you want to do that? And then finally, do you want the Cortana artificial intelligence enabled?
And it's just a little switch to...
Turn it on.
A little toggle, turn it on.
Right. So that's step 2. Again, if you do the assisted setup wizard... That is done for you. You might want to go in there and just check that the Cortana intelligence is turned on.
Mm-hmm.
Step 3, you actually create a cash flow forecast. So you can create one per year or just one default, so to speak, cash flow forecast that's used for your organizations. And there's a few setups in there, one of which is show the chart on the Roll Center. So you can actually flip this switch, and it then just adds the cash flow forecast right to your Roll Center for you.
Beautiful. You can see it every time you log in.
Yeah. So, and again, that is done for you if you use the Assisted Setup Wizard. Okay. So step four, this is the main task associated with using cash flow forecast.
And this isn't part of the assisted setup?
And this is not. What you do is you actually go into that cash flow forecast and you run a function called suggest entries.
Okay.
It goes out and it looks at your bank and it looks at your orders and receivables and payables. You can also set up recurring expenses or recurring revenues, things like your rent or payroll that are recurring every week or month or 2 weeks. Right? It grabs all that and it pulls it into this cash flow worksheet. In the worksheet, you can revise those entries, you can delete them, change the amounts, whatever you want to do. Okay. And then at the end, you register those entries. The registration of those entries is what builds the cash flow report.
Okay.
Or chart. Right? And you can run this process, this cash flow generation, as often as you want. You could do it daily. In theory, what we find is that most people, we suggest people make it a part of their month-end process.
Okay, so monthly.
Do your normal month-end process and then regenerate a fresh cash flow forecast for the next 30 days.
Yep. Have you seen it to where it's done more frequent than that?
Weekly.
Yeah.
Weekly, you know, if you have you know, really high turnover on your orders, and your order volume might change day by day, you might get different results. But in most environments, we see it as a monthly type task, if it's being used at all. Like I said, I think a lot more people could use this.
So one more step, huh?
Yeah, the last step is just to view your cash flow chart. And again, if you put this on your Roll Center, you just go to your Roll Center page, and you're going to see a beautiful cash flow forecast chart where every unique use or source of cash is identified with a different color. So you have different bars, and you can have an indicator line that shows if your total cash is expected to go up or go down.
Yeah.
And then you can actually drill down into those little bars on the chart and see what makes up. So if you say my payables is going to cause me to go negative in 2 weeks on my cash flow, you can pop open that, click on that payables link, and you might discover that there's one huge invoice out there for a vendor that's gonna cause me to go negative in my cash position.
Nice.
Now I can take action on that. I can maybe at least know that I'm gonna maybe hit my line of credit, or I can negotiate with the vendor to maybe push that payment out 2 weeks to avoid that negative cash position. Either way, I now at least have an awareness that, hey, I may have a problem here.
Yeah.
Or I could go collect more cash, if that's possible.
And that's all right from the Roll Center.
Right.
So I think it's important to point out, though, that this does require historical data for Cortana to actually forecast the cash flow. So
correct.
Yeah. Personally, we do not know what Cortana's algorithm is or whatever, how much the historical data it needs.
Yeah, that length of data that's out there. We run it, if you were to run it in a Business Central demo environment, for example, you're going to probably get a message that says there's not enough historical data for Cortana Intelligence to create a forecast.
Right.
But
we'll look into it, and if we can find out, we'll put it in the show notes and whatnot.
Yep, the only other note is that if you're running Business Central Cloud, this is automatically enabled and available for you. If you're running, as we talked about in our last segment, I believe, if you're running on-premise, then there's some more work that you need to do to actually get this set up and get a subscription to the Cortana Intelligence.
Yeah.
Set up an account. There's a forecasting model for Microsoft Dynamics out there that you can use and publish as an API.
Yeah, but you don't need to worry. It's possible for on-premise, so it just takes a couple more steps.
Yep. So of course, cloud makes it easy.
So hopefully everybody goes back, checks out the five steps, and starts using it. We want to hear all of the reviews about how well it works.
I'd love to hear it.